When I say it's important to greet people enthusiastically, I'm really talking about having the right attitude, being positive and upbeat. Having the right mental attitude is one thing most professionals agree on because it is the main reason for the success of any project. In short, your attitude is more important than your aptitude. Now, here's where you come in. You can alter your life by altering your attitude. You are not stuck with the attitude you have. Good, bad, or indifferent, your attitude can be changed. So, how do you get up when you're down? Well, first, you recognize when you are down. Ask yourself, do I feel really down? Do I resist change? Am I negative when others are trying to be positive? Am I a put-down artist? Would I rather say no than yes? Second, understand that there are seldom, if ever, any hopeless situations. Only people who lose hope in the face of some situations. Third, know that the condition is temporary and can be changed. Fourth, you schedule your downtime. Set a time limit on how long you plan to stay down. A couple of hours for minor things, maybe a few days, even a week for the bigger disappointments in life. In any case, know which day will be your get up and go up day, and get up and go. And fifth, try this new motto on for size. Go with the flow. When your boss tells you to do something, do it with style and with a smile. Instead of making excuses when a friend compliments you, just smile and say, thank you, instead of putting yourself down. Remember, attitude, like the flu, is catching. So make certain that yours is worth catching. If you wanted the flu, you'd visit someone who had the flu. To catch the right mental attitude, you must go where it exists. So begin by associating with positive, energetic people and avoid the naysayers. And before long, when someone asks you how you are, you'll respond in a positive and enthusiastic manner.